This is Long-Term Care Connections for July 1st, 2026, brought to you by Washington Healthcare Association. Here are this week's top stories. The second quarter preliminary CMID reports, which include MDS assessments from April 1st to June 30th that are transmitted to CMS IQs by July 9th, 2026. Please transmit assessments or corrections by end of business day on July 9th. Submissions will be included in the final CMID report in the week of November 9th, 2026. You can find links to the CMID report schedule for 2026 and 2027 on this week's issue of LTC Connections Online. Email MDS helpdesk at dshs.wa.gov with any questions related to reports. The survey trends report on the State Affiliate Resource Center has now been updated to reflect the most recent survey data through April 23, 2026. Beginning with July 2025 data, the report uses nursing home care compare data, and CMS will continue to use this source for future monthly updates. Please note that the CMP report has not been updated yet. CMS is pleased to resume regular reporting and provide the most current survey information available. You can find a link to the state dashboards on this week's issue of LTC Connections on waca.org. Washington voters will head to the polls on Tuesday, August 4th, in the state's top two primary. Ballots are mailed beginning July 17th and can be returned by mail or deposited in official ballot drop boxes through 8 p.m. on Election Day. This year's election is shaping up to be one of the most consequential in recent years. For WACA members, the stakes are particularly high, as legislators elected this fall will make key decisions next session on Medicaid funding, long-term care reimbursement, workforce policy, regulatory requirements, and the state operating budget. The WACA PAC committee has approved its first round of campaign contributions to legislative candidates who have demonstrated a commitment to supporting quality care for Washington seniors and vulnerable adults. WACA encourages every member to stay engaged throughout the election season. Contact Aiden Swain to learn more about political action and advocacy. DSHS has released two new DEAR provider letters providing official clarification and guidance for cannabis use for residents in long-term care facilities. Find links to read both on this week's issue of LTC Connections on waca.org. In this week's Grassroots Update, the annual WACA PAC Fall Golf Invitational returns this September in Spokane. Hole, cart, and lunch sponsorship opportunities are now available. Contact Aiden Swain if you would like to learn more about these meaningful partnerships today. As the state wrestles with an unprecedented budget shortfall, stable Medicaid funding for assisted living and skilled nursing stands at risk once again of underfunding. The WACA PAC is gearing up to support champions of long-term care who uplift the value of quality, sustainable care in their communities through events like the Fall Golf Invitational. Your support of this event allows the WACA PAC to support candidates who understand the challenges providers face on both sides of care, including vulnerable staffing and increasing demand for services as the state's population ages rapidly. We hope to see you there. Interested in becoming a nursing home administrator preceptor? The Board of Nursing Administrators is committed to making it easy for you. Their team offers resources for training and will support you in becoming certified through the National Association of Long-Term Care Administrators Board's Preceptor Leadership Course. This unique, specialized continuing education opportunity for administrators allows you to showcase your expertise and uplift the next generation of leaders. Preceptors support administrator residents, formerly known as administrators in training, to rotate across facilities and gain valuable firsthand experience with varying care models. If you are interested in learning more about becoming a preceptor, you can find a link to the form on this week's issue of LTC Connections on waca.org. Wrapping up this week's LTC Connections, here are some upcoming webinars and events you won't want to miss. Registration is now open for Fall Conference. Coming up September 14th to 16th at the historic Davenport in Spokane, this event brings together long-term care professionals from Washington and Idaho for professional development, networking, and community. Join WACA and the Washington State Department of Ecology for an informative webinar on July 9th to help long-term care providers prepare for new organics waste management laws. The webinar will simplify what the laws mean for facilities and outline practical steps for compliance. You can find more information and register for each of these opportunities on the events calendar on waca.org. That's it for this week's edition of LTC Connections. As always, Washington Healthcare Association would like to thank our members for their dedication to long-term care in Washington. We look forward to connecting with you again next week.